In the name of Jesus, I speak. Anybody finish reading the Micah? Anybody? I know you have a lot of other homework, so it's especially, you know, the book of prophet, and it said to be the least one. And one time I determined to make a series of book of Hosea to preach. Well, end up, you know, later on everybody stressed. I also stressed. So it was really stressed because the book of Hosea is really stressful. But once you read the book of Micah, it's not that much stressful because it's combinations. Every time there's the message of judgments and warning and judgments, after following is hope and restoration. So Micah is a very well-balanced. And also Micah is, most of the message is not direct, the oracle of God, but it's more like his messages. So the message given to the Micah sending the message to the people, to the leader and rich people, and those people, we can say in this way. So Micah is more like relaxing, actually. Now we go to the Micah chapter 3. Micah chapter 3, verse 1 says, "And I said, hear now, heard of Jacob and the rules of the house of Israel. It is not for you to know justice." The head of Jacob and the rulers of the house of Israel. So it's clear for the chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, this is the sin of leaders of Israel. So chapter 3, verse 1 to 4 and all the way to the chapter 3. And focus to the southern kingdoms, a kingdom of Judah. Now here mentioned that it is not for you to know justice. The knowing justice is very important. We find out justice is one of a description of God's. His essence. We can say. If you look at verse 8, on the other hand, I am filled with the power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with the justice and mighty. So justice is, we find out there is a God's one of a way of standard. He's a part of the image, we can say. During the time of Jesus, Pharisees, and we can the leader of at that time's religious leaders, what they're missing in their content of their faith is one of them too. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. You know, because this is a famous chapter 23, verse 23. Woe to you, Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, and for you, you tithe mint and drill and commune, and have neglected waited the provision of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. Verse 20, for you blind guide who strain out of net and swallow of camels. And we find out that during the time of Jesus, it doesn't mean that all the Pharisees is bad. You know, their doing is all bad, is not. But there's something missing in their faith. So that they lead these people without the justice and mercy and faithfulness. So that's why Jesus pointed out the error of their faith. So you blind guide. You're blind guide. Nowadays also same thing. If the leader of church or leader of communities and nations, if they're losing this justice, they lose everything. So we can say we can go into the darkness. And Micah, let's look at the Micah chapter, we go back to Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He told you, Micah chapter 6 verse 8, and he had told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to work humbly with your God. And you find out these three as the same thing, like Matthew chapter 23 verse 23 mentioned that, justice and mercy and faithfulness. So Micah in the book here, God already emphasized what God wants is these three. Justice, mercy, and faithfulness. The work humbly with your God is a faithfulness, we can say, right? So these are three points as God pointed. But these people, they do not have this justice. So they are getting to the darkness. You say nowadays in a Christian community, you find out what I'm saying is not only the within ourselves, but whole entire Christian community. We can say God is love and God is love. So I'm not trying to condemn the others. But many nowadays, many denominations, they're losing the truth. That's why, end up supposed to be they are seeking the community to be a positive reinforcement. But actually, it's not nowadays. Like Korea, is a Christian community now is like a little bit chaos. I think the whole world now, if we do not careful. We're following the same pattern of their understanding. They call it ecumenical. Ecumenical. Have you heard about it? Everything's okay, which means your denomination, oh, it's okay. We can together. Oh, Buddhism, it's okay. We love each other. It's okay. This kind of concept is come from the humanity. Humanistic point of view. But we find out when we find out the true God, we do not find from the human's point of view. If we seeking God with a human point of view, there's a lot of error came out. Because we think a human is the one, the top, and to thinking is the right, then we're trying to, on the top of God, we're trying to analyze God, we're trying to judge the God then. No. God is the ultimate. What He's doing, what He's showing the plan of the salvation is ultimate. It's not we're supposed not to look at the view as from my point of view, as a human point of view. We have to look at from the God. And as a God, He is ultimate. When God says, unless you born with the water and spirit, you can see the kingdom of God. That is the statement. And Book of John says, not I judge you, but on the last day, my word judge you. It's clear. So justice, when we find out the justice, we need to have a principle in your life and my life. If you don't have a principle, then we follow the different pattern of life, worldly ways, or to somebody who great, you know. Nowadays, there's a big church, you know, the preaching the prosperity. Always good, you know, you're always blessed. Oh, have you heard about it? Yeah. People like it. People like to hear that. But once you come to TJC, talking about the judgment, you know, Micah is full of judgment. It's quite stressful. But we find out that there is a hope. Actually, judgment is actually it's not that bad. Very interesting. Why say judgment is not that bad? Judgment is a suffering. A judgment is the way to... I'm not saying judgment, but it's a chastising is better. Judgment is too stressful. So chastising, you know. Parents, you know, spank. I never spanking my children till now. Sometimes I regret it. I should have done at that time. But chastising is actually a great blessing. Let's look at the book of Hebrew since we're here. Book of Hebrew chapter 12. Book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse from 5. 5 to 13. Because it's too long, somebody else can help me to, from the brother's side. It's a long verse. If you want to share, it's okay with your next friends. From verse 4, no, the verse 5, verse 5. Verse 5 to verse 13. Any volunteers? If you're sleepy and then it's hardly overcome, you know, the dating with the two. Anybody? Sister is brave. I love that. Be strong and be courageous. That's what that is. Joshua. Thank you. I'm so glad because this, you know, sister is so brave, you know. Because of TJC, true sister is brave. Thank God. God will be with you, you know. Yes, thank God. So here it says, verse 8 is that if you are without this discipline, you know, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not son. Don't, you know, just, if you compare your life with the non-believer, which is, you know, Gentile, actually we are more chastising. We are more under the, with his love. So his hand always reach to us. When we make the mistake, he's trying to correct us. He's trying to make us to be strong, make us our life to be the right way to lead. Then there's a discipline is necessary. And so, the book of Micah also same thing because it whole entire message is the warning to the Israelites and let their life to be changed and corrected, and so he mentioned about the coming of judgments. What will happen to you if you do not continue? If you do not change, if you do not return to God, these things upon to you. So chastising is a blessing. Verse 11 says, all disciplines for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet, to those who have been trained by it, afterward it yield to peaceful fruit of righteousness. Now, discipline, it is when you walk into your path in your life, sometimes God allow you to have this kind of the disciplines. You can take it, willing to take it, then it makes your life to be better. Yeah. And Paul, when he sent a letter to Corinth, he mentioned that the sorrowful, sorrow is not a, it's not a good, but if you change, then turn to be this sorrow, turn to let you to be a salvation, then sorrow is not a bad. Yeah. Since here, so 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. I now rejoice, chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. I now rejoice not that you were made sorrowful, but that you were made sorrowful to the point of the repentance. For you were made sorrowful according to the will of God, in order that you might not suffer loss or anything through us. For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produce a repentance without regret, leading to a salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death. So here the mention about the two kinds of sorrow, which is buying the chastising of God, truly help us, build us actually our faith, and also it shows the evidence that God is our life is connected with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go back to Micah chapter 3. Too much branch out. Verse 4, Micah chapter 3, verse 4. This is the one of consequence of these people because they do not know the justice. So end up the darkness come upon to them. Verse 6 says, therefore, I will be nigh for you without visions. The darkness for you. The darkness means there's no right and no right. We can say there's no right and there's no wrong. Or right side is better, right and wrong. So that means you do not know what is right, what is wrong. Especially the leaders. If you are later to be the parents, you become a husband and wife. Husband and wife first, right? The children's later. So when the husband make it wrong, wife, you say, I submit to the husband. So the husband do the wrong thing. You are my husband, so whatever you do, you're right. No, husband doing wrong is wrong. So, yeah. And also the husband too. The wife too much buy something to, from the shopping, then wrong. Wrong is wrong, right is right. So you have to clarify, so husband and wife have to build a right relationship. That's a constructive way relationship. If both sides are, it's okay. I like to say it's okay because it's very comfortable words. But not necessarily it's good, So especially when you have children, you have to clear, showing them what is right, what is wrong. So they can see that, my parents, they know what is wrong, what is right. So they can feel secure. Yeah. Because when they're little, they always want the boundary. You know that, right? Because especially if you study educations, they want to know the boundary. If you don't set the boundary, they're always insecure. Then always make, trouble and give the voice to you. Do something for me, do something for me. But if we do not set the right way, then they are ruined later on. So life, it's important. Darkness. We do not live under the darkness. We have to live under the light. Jesus says, where I am the... What he says anyway? I'm the light. He's a true light. So he asks us, he he urged us. So you believe me, so you come to me as you become us, you know, the children of light. Yeah. So we walk in the light. Yeah, walk in the light. How we can see the things? So that you can see the what is right, what is wrong with the Word of God. With the Word of God. You know, Psalm 119, very famous word. The your word is the... What is it? I don't want to translate the Korean words. The word, thy word is the lamp of my feet. You know, 105. See? Thy word is the lamp to my feet. The lamp to my feet is... So with the Word of God, we can see clear where is my step is. So with the Word of God, we can find out my right path. So justice is right there. If we do not meditate the Word of God, the justice is kind of removed. Because based on your own understanding, you start to judge upon it. Then it's wrong, don't turn out to be. You know, remember during the time of Judges? Why it turned out to be cycle like a 320 to 340 years of cycle turned out to be always back to wrong in their life? Because they do not meditate the Word of God. No one truly to lead these people. Yeah. Of course, God assigned to the judges at that time, delivered them out of the, you know, Canaanites, the different people, you know, Philistines. But yet, there are no true leaders. There's no true leader to dedicate, to find out for them what is right, what is wrong. That's why during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they came back. Ezra determined, I want to study the Bible. So let the Word of God can truly portray them. So let them find out what is true, what is the right way. So that is a call that we can get their kind of a, during the time of the coming back to the Jerusalem, they revived the faith. Not only to build the temple of God, not only to build the wall itself, but spiritual revive by the understanding of the Word of God. Justice is a stand. You know, during the time of the Nehemiah, the people still kind of confused at that time. But Nehemiah came back, he truly encouraged the people. Yet later on, still corruption is there. And still people do not respect, the Word of God. Even the Saturday, they try to in and out, they do not really keep the Sabbath. And also that there's a marriage of, you know, to the Gentiles. He's trying to stand up to cut it away, everything. So let the justice of God stands firm. So the Jerusalem is now finally revived, that time. Well, it's only the short time, but when justice stands, God is with there. And during the time of the apostolic time, Ananias and Sapphira they lied to the Holy Spirit. Well, selling is good to their property, bring to God is good, but they hide it. Some of them, when they offer in front of the Peter, Peter mentioned that. You lie to the Holy Spirit. Because God already gave him idea what he's doing. So both of them died. But at that time, you find out in the book of Acts, because of that instance, people start to, we can say, that all the members, the church members, they start to reverence to God. So the church grow at that time. Sometimes we think the church, oh, it's okay, then grow up. Sometimes, that's not the right way, actually. But justice is a stance. The Spirit of God work with us then. Then God is revived. Of course, nowadays, nobody should be died that way. And then it's a big trouble for something. Church have to close down. Then it's a big issue for the community. Then what I'm saying is that 2,000 years ago is possible. But now, still, a spiritual sense, we need justice. Yeah, church is the place. The justice is a stance. But if justice is a stance, but yet the mercy is not under it, this justice cannot be true justice. that somehow you confused it. It's mercy, justice. But you find out when Jesus died on the cross, is it justice? Jesus died on the cross. Is it justice? It is justice. He stands firm for the justice. Dying for us. He's shedding the blood. Is it justice? You know, the cross, when he died on the cross, this is judgment. Is it true? Jesus died on the cross. It's a judgment. When he died on the cross, that's a judgment of God. He carried all this burden, all the sin carried in his shoulder. He died on the cross. That's a judgment. He's willing to take this judgment. But because of that, justice is a stand. Anybody who do not see him, do not believe him, they're all under the judgment of God. Is it true? If he doesn't die on the cross, then there's no such thing as believing God and non-believing God. Because he died on the cross, the justice stands. So anybody who do not believe in him, then they're under the judgment of God. But anybody who believe in him, to him to apply by the blood of Jesus, they're all saved. This is justice. You know, the time of the book of Numbers? About 1720, I forgot. You know, the people, they complain to God, and then they commit sin against God. So God sending the servant to kill them. Israelites, remember? So God asked Moses to build the bronze serpents. So God talked to Moses, anybody see that, you know, serpent? They all survived. That's a mercy. It is mercy at the same time, it is justice too. When Jesus died on the cross as a justice, but at the mercy under it. He himself died on the cross for us. So he opened the salvation through the true his love. But he himself died on the cross as justice. Does it make sense? Justice, mercy is behind. Because the concept of the mercy is the same thing as it come from during the time of Moses. When God stand the bronze serpent, same understanding. That's the mercy of God upon to the Israelites. When Jesus also died on the cross, the initiations, beginning, is what? His love. His love. But that's the justice stands. So these two things, mercy and justice, don't think that it's separate. It's close together. If anybody here, you want to be like a judges, district judges or county or something, if you don't understand the mercy, actually you cannot carry the law, actually, until you understand the mercy, truly love the person, upon the law to judge these people, first they need love, and then that person to be the true judges. Anyway, too much. Let's go back to Micah chapter 3. Because we talk about the darkness. Don't let our life to be under the darkness. If you don't believe in God, why you are under the darkness? Because you do not have a principle in your life. That's why the darkness is upon to you. But if I do not believe in God, naturally darkness is upon to me. Because there's no way I can choose what is right and what is wrong. Yeah. So we should not to be. We should not just receive this kind of the darkness. During the time of Micah, and later on, we find out that there's like a false prophets. We can call the prophesies the way to please people, not the true prophesizing. Let's take the Jeremiah chapter 14. Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 14. Then the Lord said to me that the prophets are prophesying a falsehood. In my name I have neither sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them. They are prophesying to you a false visions, divination, fatality, and deceptions of on their own minds. Yeah. I think false prophet is the one of the symptom that whole at that time's entire the Israelites, they bring them into the darkness. Verse 8, now we can go back to the Micah chapter 3, verse 8. On the other hand, I am filled with the power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with the justice and the courage to make known to Jacob to his rebellious act. It just reminds in John chapter 16 when and Jesus mentioned about he came to this world. Actually, Jesus came to this world actually to save us. But judgment also, it included there, actually. Yeah. If you look at the John chapter 3, God loved the world so much, he gave us a begotten son. But actually, you find out the later on passage, actually judgments follow too. So, because Micah chapter 3, verse 10 and 12. Micah chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. Her leaders pronounce a judgment for the bribe, and her priest instruct for the price, and her prophet divine for money. Yet they lean on the Lord, saying, "It's not the Lord is in our midst. Calamity will not come upon us. Therefore, on account of you, Zion will be plowed as a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins. And the mountain of the temple that will become high place of a forest." It is so sad, actually. Why these people cannot awake at this time? Because they're dwelling in their own the word. And following their lust and their desire, I think, end up to their ears not open to listen to the word of God. It is sad. And chapter 4, you find out that chapter 4 is the one that a victory of Zion's, God, his peace upon us to reestablish his kingdom, so we can say. In chapter 4, verse 1, and it will come about in the last day. But some people, they have the issue about here, chapter 4, verse 1. It will come about in the last day. When is this the last day? Some mentioned that this last day is a time for us and this time. Or some people mentioned the time when the apostolic times. But actually, we can say we all included this the last day. The concept of the millennium, have you heard about millenniums? Well, if you study, you know later. But the millennium concept is his kingdom is come true to us. That is, millennium is a starting. So his millennium is starting with when Jesus he resurrect from the death, and then he is ascend to heaven and send the Holy Spirit to the Jerusalem. So the spiritual millennium is start all the way till now. That's my personal concept. So the true church is continue to prosper until the last days. And so it will come about in the last day. The last day means after this, then there is a judgment, so we can say. That the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as a house of the Lord. It will be established as the chief of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills. And the people will stream to it. And verse 2, and many nations will come to say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us about his way, and that we may walk in his path, for from Zion will go forth the law. Even the word of the Lord came from Jerusalem. Where is it? Because Ezekiel chapter 46 or 47. You know the water coming flowing down from the east of the Jerusalem, the temple of God. This water, we know that there's a figure of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is coming down to us. You know, it continue to flow. It just reach up the whole body, right? Fully immerse us. That is talking about His truth coming into ourselves to reach up to fully let our life to be immersed. So we've been guiding by His Spirit. Remember when Jesus says the book of Romans, I mean book of not Romans, book of John 16 says the Spirit of truth come to us that He will lead us into the truth. Do you remember? So any churches, we can say the church, they do not have the Holy Spirit. Then church cannot be led by the Holy Spirit. Then the church is led by the people then. So Holy Spirit is why so important, why it's so essential. You have to think about it. You know, Holy Spirit is the one who leads us into the truth. So here mentioned that in Micah chapter 4 verse 2, the portion, the end portion said that we may walk in His path from the Zion will go forth the law, the word of the Lord, the law from Jerusalem, the truth coming from the church. Some people mention that, why believe in God? Why have to go to church? I have a trouble myself. Why have the problems? Especially when everybody is good, then especially some people bugging you, bothers you. Some people you know why have to go there? I want to sit on the sofa, then I pray and it's much better. And then, but you have to still have to go to church. Otherwise, you never learn how to forgive others. Because if you don't go to church, then you don't know how to serving. You don't understand what the meaning of serving means. Jesus came to this world, what? He came to this not to be served, but to serve others. Ransom for many others. You know? We never learned His true teaching. That we never be inspired. That we never understand His truth then. Yeah. So the church is important place. Yeah, church is purchased by His blood. We know that. Jesus Himself to be the center of the church. He is the one who released the truth to us. Yeah. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2. Chapter 2 verse 2 and chapter 2 verse 2 to 4 I can say. No, 2 to 3 is better. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 to 2 and 3. Now the brother side, can you read? Anybody? Brave enough? Be strong and be courageous. Thank you. We find that because Isaiah chapter 2, this is the same message. Same message, we can see that. And then it concerning the Judah and Jerusalem, the tour to the south, the Isaiah says. Now it will come that in the last day, he also mentioned in the last day, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established at the chief of the mountains. That means the Mount of Zion is the one, only the mountain can be. The rest of the mountain cannot be mountains. Yesterday mentioned that high place, those people to worshiping. But consider many people that go up, that means going to worship. But this place, that place is like a worshiping idol. But high mountain is Zion, where the Jerusalem is. This is the true God is dwelling there. Make sure we all came from there. Make sure. Do not look at the things how great in the outside. You know, how great troubles. If we don't have a faith, what a chapel means to you? And nothing. What is the important thing is our church within us, the temple of God within us, has to be the Mount Zion within you. Don't be afraid. When David contests against Goliath, he never be afraid himself. He never be afraid. He just go out to the stream and pick up the 5 stones. That's enough. Once we have a truth, there's a false. You know, Elijah when he contests the false prophet, he doesn't care about how many people there. He knows that there's no God. Nowadays, the same things. Sometimes we're confused about the truth. We're confused about the churches. Why we have to keep the Sabbath? Or they keep the Sunday, still they just worship and still they're dealing with the God. Well, because you find out in Old Testament, we know the kingdom, northern kingdoms, you find out that, you know, Jeroboam's, he said anybody to put it in, the, you know, let the people to worship that, you know, the battle to Dan. They did it too. But what is important thing is there's no truth. There's no God's way of the worshiping God. Don't be afraid. If you God is with you, nothing to be afraid. Especially our young generations, we need to have this kind of guts. 21st century, don't be mixed up ourselves with truth and not truth. We need to have a heart of discernment. So justice is stand, but under there's mercy. We have to love people. And also faithfulness. Because, you know, in our course of a journey in our life, a lot of challenges, you know, that come upon our life. Especially, you are in the college, then definitely, you know, the opposite genders issue, you know. A lot of the, you know, you mix up your life, the compromise to this word, concept also too. But God is holy. He requires us to be holy. And also let our life to separate, set aside from the word. That's his ideas. That's how he can save his people. Just like during the time of Noah, as yesterday I mentioned that, right? That's who we are. So be strong yourself. You stand firm on the truth, the truth. Principles, and we know what we believe. Because the last few years and when I was in Chicago Church, keep on we studied the 10 basic belief. I find out how wonderful that is. 10 basic belief. If anybody who here that do not truly study 10 basic belief, go back to study yourself. If you say that you don't know the 10 basic belief, how you can say I know the what? You know, I know the what is the truth. What is my common basic? You know, common ground. Do not believe God based upon your own feelings. Believe based on the true fact in the scriptures. We have a truth. I truly convinced. By this truth. You need to have this conviction, understanding. So that you can feel that God is with you. So that you truly can justice and mercy and faithfulness be with you. That's what God demands from us.